Mosquitoes are beginning to appear in many parts of the country, a warning to public health officials to prepare for another year of West Nile virus. Last year, more than 4,000 people were infected across the country, and 274 died. Horses also were hit hard. More than 15,000 horses contracted West Nile virus last year, and about a third of them died. This year, animal health experts expect to see fewer cases among horses, and one reason is the wide use of an effective new vaccine. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Equine vets like Carl Fries spend most of their time out of the office, visiting the farms, stables, and backyards where their patients live. Fries treats thousands of horses in his practice in the Kansas City area. Today, he's in Greenwood, Missouri, to see Karen Wingate's two horses.
This is Jay.
Okay.
That's his barn name. His registered name is J.R. Cool Count. Cody's not registered. He's just a mutt.
Fries lets himself into the corral inside Wingate's barn. He's here to give Jay and Cody their regular checkups and the first of their twice-yearly shots of West Nile vaccine.
Well, we'll give the West Nile on this side. So all vaccines given to horses are to be administered in the muscle or intramuscularly.
So we choose the cervical or neck muscles
to administer it. They can be administered in the hindquarters, but there's also the increased risk of getting kicked. So we use the neck.
What a good boy.
Fries has been giving shots of West Nile vaccine to the horses in his care ever since it was first introduced in August of 2001. That was nearly a year before the West Nile virus started showing up in large numbers in the Midwest. Outside Wingate's barn, Fries reaches inside his Chevy Tahoe to prepare more syringes. He says he and other vets recommended the vaccine to all of their clients last year, and many had their horses vaccinated in the spring and summer.
But we had a lot of people contacting us in the fall when the clinical cases started showing up that they wanted the vaccine right then. And of course, what they found was that between the primary and secondary vaccine, which are 3 weeks apart, you still have a lag phase of 45 days before there's a protective immunity. So we did treat some horses that had received only one vaccine.
Fries treated 17 horses with West Nile virus last year. Three of them died. Across Missouri, there were 914 cases, but other nearby states were hit even harder. Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska all had more than 1,000 cases. Texas led the nation with nearly 1,600 horses treated for the disease. Tim Cordes has been tracking West Nile's impact on horses ever since the virus made its first appearance in this hemisphere. In 1999, a handful of people in New York contracted the disease. A cluster of horses on Long Island were also affected. Cordes, the senior staff veterinarian for equine disease at the Department of Agriculture, says from the beginning, the department recognized the risk the virus posed to people and to animals. He says by the end of 1999, the government began releasing samples of the virus to drug companies for use in developing a vaccine.
We were on the mark there. We didn't, in any of the models that we predicted, primarily with migratory birds, we had no idea that it would move across the middle of the country as quickly as it did in 2002. The numbers were just staggering.
From seven states in 2000 and 20 states in 2001, West Nile virus was carried to 40 states last year, mostly by mosquitoes and birds. Steve Chu is another person who began worrying about the West Nile virus's impact on horses shortly after it first appeared in 1999. Chu is a researcher and senior vice president for Fort Dodge Animal Health, the nation's leading manufacturer of animal vaccines. He says, like other researchers, he began trying to get samples of the virus soon after it was isolated. But he says the government was reluctant at first to make the isolates available for animal research for two reasons.
Certainly the government in the beginning that hopefully the disease can be eradicated, right? Then there's no need to really try to develop a vaccine for. And so that was number one. And then number two is obviously we have to make sure that we have the proper high security facility to protect the workers, the environment.
8 months later, Chu and his team of researchers finally got their sample of the West Nile virus. They worked evenings and weekends, and a year later, in August of 2001, Fort Dodge Animal Health received conditional approval for its vaccine. To get that approval, the company had to prove that the vaccine was safe, but they weren't sure how effective it was. But when the results were in, Chu says 95% of the horses that received two vaccinations and then were exposed to the virus 12 months later remained healthy. Chu says it's a highlight of his career, an effective new vaccine developed, as he says, just in time.
In fact, if we didn't have the vaccine, to be used by the state of Florida and some other state when they start to have really problems of the disease spread and outbreak. I don't know how many more horses would run into a major problem and death.
But unfortunately, Chu's vaccine didn't stop the virus from infecting and killing thousands of horses. Although vets recommended it, many customers resisted, in part because of the cost, up to $25 per shot, and because in the Midwest, at least at that time, West Nile virus didn't seem like much of a problem. Researcher Steve Chu.
It frustrated me at that time because the way that I watch how the disease spread from one state to seven states to 20 states, you could see that it's heading in a pretty amazing speed. So I knew this was going to be a problem. But then at that time, we also realized some people basically just say, well, I'll wait until this problem occurs in my neighborhood.
1 year later, there are few horse owners in the Midwest who have doubts anymore about the importance of getting the West Nile vaccine for their animals. In Nebraska last September, as many as 75 cases were being reported in a single day. Dale Wilmot, Nebraska's deputy state veterinarian, says he's not sure why the disease has had such an impact there, but says the large number of irrigation ditches might be a factor. Another is a variety of mosquito common in the Midwest that has proven to be an efficient transmitter of the West Nile virus. But Wilmot says he's confident that this year won't be a repeat of last.
Well, I think we're going to see fewer cases. You know, we've got a lot of immunity in our horse population, number one, from vaccination. And I'm assuming probably even greater amount of immunity from natural exposure to the virus. You know, I would assume almost all the horses in the state were exposed to the mosquitoes last year carrying the virus. And so we've got a lot of immunity out there that they've acquired from being exposed to that.
Animal health experts note that in the 3 years since it hit the East Coast, West Nile virus has declined as a problem in most states there. They hope that experience will be repeated in the Midwest.
That report by NPR's Greg Allen.